Well, I'm going to read a poem called Impotence. That requires a disclaimer. So, remember the biographic fallacy. I get to tell a story first. There's a wonderful poet named John Logan. I suspect he's read here, or at least you know his work. A number of years ago, he wrote a review for the Chicago Review, a review of a book by Edward Dahlberg, a book called Because I Was Flesh. And in that review, Logan said, "This is a book about man's old hell with his prick." So a short time later, there was a University of Chicago faculty party, and a couple of young professors got a hold of Mr. Logan. They said, "Gee, we thought your review was marvelous, but one thing bothered us. Why did you have to use that word? Why couldn't you have said penis?" And Logan is supposed to have replied, "Because no one ever had any trouble with his penis." So this is called Impotence. Suddenly her breast has never been larger. All night she's been on your back. How can you tell her your testicles have fallen off? It's serious, all right. It's just the beginning. When the balls go, can the penis be long behind? Soon, Steve, you'll be left with nothing but scar tissue. Where once you were the cock of the walk. It gets worse. Soon you'll be the laughing stock of Niagara Falls. It's no delight you've got yourself over this barrel. You knew how far down it was from the beginning. All those years you were combing it out of your hair, the hair itself was falling out. If now you're exposed, that was an awkward place to end a line, wasn't it? If now you're exposed as the foolish romantic, why, that's what you deserve, foolish romantic. You wanted orgasm and repose. You wanted love without memory. You earnestly desired beautiful women in bondage, their feelings held hostage. And for a while there, you were right in the thick of it. Now you have the lowest membership of all. Now you are nothing anyone would love. Now you are a figure of total submission. So what if you could do anything once? Why are you even bringing up these matters of taste? Now the end is near. Now you limp along. Goodbye, A. Goodbye, B. Don't hate me, C. Farewell, D. I'm not letting you go. Just turning you over for a while." This is very funny, isn't it?